WMS 100.3 Waterloo Radio.
Woo!
Yes!
Welcome!
Right. You've tuned into the Mono A Mono Show right here on Sound FM 100.3 Mono A Mono!
That is right. We are broadcasting to you live atop a driving school here on 108 King Street North.
Being here has been good. Like,
I can see the Empress of India from here.
That's right. And we did College Radio Day. I forgot. Yeah. That was one of the things. College Radio Day we had.
Yeah.
So far in
season
6.
Oh, yeah. That's
six.
Right.
Cyanide Kissin'. And now, right now, we've got another special presentation.
That's right.
So, a couple weeks ago, when we were talking about a couple shows that... I was talking about the Biff Naked Show.
Smashing
and the
Pumpkins.
Pumpkin Show.
Yep.
And I wanted to play because I was going to see... we were both going to see Paul Jago perform as Zed Dog in Toronto.
Yes, so, or so we thought.
Yeah, so I was making sure that I had all the date information correct.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the Zed Dog Facebook page.
That's right.
Where if you just Google Zed Dog Facebook, you can find their page.
Yep.
On there, I didn't see because it didn't notify us on our Facebook.
No.
But they had said...
Mono A Mono guys.
Yeah.
Do you want to come to our show and record it for us? You can then play it on your show.
Because I had been trying to get them in here in the studio because...
Trying to get them anywhere in this area. We were trying to get them in the studio. I was trying to get them in my house.
Yeah. That's true. Especially after seeing the online performances that were done in someone's living room.
And now we know who that someone is, too. Yeah. We met him as well.
So... As it continued, we looked on the Facebook, and they said, we're going to the show anyways. We may as well go down there and see if
and
we can record it and play it here on the Mono A Mono Show.
That's right.
So then we get there, and we were able to do that. We set everything up.
Yep.
We won't worry about that.
Okay. Before, you should have seen... DJ Steele work.
Oh, the skills that involved in getting this, yeah.
So we got there, and we weren't sure. We got there a little bit late because there was an accident on the 401. And so when we got there, we weren't... Because we were told that they would go on somewhere between 9 and 10, and I think we got there closer to 10.
Yeah.
If not after 10. And so we weren't sure if they had played it. So we walked in, and Paul and Adele were just sitting down.
Yeah,
and
closer
so we were like,
right
oh,
to
crap.
Near the stage.
Yeah. Yeah, and we were like, oh, crap, they already played
perhaps
and we missed
they were
it.
Done, yeah.
And so we just walked in. They kind of made some eye contact with us, but we weren't sure if they actually knew us.
Well, and it was the talking eye contact, which I screwed up. Like, I connected eye contact with Paul Jago.
Yeah.
And
basically, DJ Steele creeped the heck out of Paul.
Well, he had locked in with the eye contact, and I had it in.
And
but
Steele
then
locked
I thought,
in like a pair, like, with like some tractor beams.
No, because then
sucked
I thought
right
I'll
in.
Give him the out. And so I looked away, and then I looked back, but the eye contact was still there. So then I thought, well, maybe. But then you guys kept going, so then I kept going to the back as well. And then I thought, well, that was the eye contact saying, like, we got to talk.
Yeah, let's sort this out.
So,
but it could have been the eye contact of, where the heck were you guys when I was playing my set?
Yeah,
I can't
so
believe you're
we
here
don't
late.
Know. So I was talking with you guys
but
about
it. But it is the business of show that we're in.
Yeah.
That sometimes things happen.
So I at the back, I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to lock on the eye contact.
I'm just going
right
to keep
now.
Staring at them uncomfortably.
And that should work.
Yeah.
So
and
I
you know
locked
what?
It on.
Oh.
He looked over, but then looked away, did the same thing, giving the out, and then looked back, and I still looked.
Oh,
and then I gave the smile.
Yeah.
So that's when I think I probably did the creep out thing.
Probably. But then...
Because
so,
they didn't come over.
So we're like, okay. Because they were sitting down at a table with a couple other people, and we're like, you know, Steele and I are like, oh, should we go over talk to them? I don't know. All of that. It would just be weird, because like, you're just going to walk up to a table.
Yeah, because they were
table.
In an in-depth conversation.
Yeah, and you didn't want to like come up and like hover over their table and be like, hey, how are you doing? So what Steele did is first he honed his skills on the bartender.
Yeah.
So we were right beside the stairway that led down towards the bathrooms and probably some storerooms. And the bartender walked down the stairwell. And then as they came back, as the bartender, who was probably one of the cooler bartenders that we've met.
The press club bartender.
Yeah.
Top notch.
Cool. What was his name again? Two Balls. Jimmy Two Balls.
Jimmy Two Balls.
So DJ Steele, like, basically corners him right at the top of the stairwell.
Because he needed a Sharpie, though.
He needed a Sharpie, and we wanted to know if they had gone on yet. And he said, oh, no, they're not on until 10:30. But it was the skill of the casual step over.
The sidestep.
To block his way from going.
From, like, coming out of the washroom.
Being trapped at the top of a staircase. And so then it was good that he had done that because... And a little while later, both Paul and Adil went downstairs
to the washroom
and did this, and so Steele did the exact same thing,
and it worked.
And it worked like a charm.
Yeah.
So Adil
invited me right up. Well, come on up. Let's check out the thing.
And right off the bat, Paul was like, "Oh, I thought I recognized your voice."
Yeah.
Which was cool.
Yeah.
They didn't recognize me at all.
which was a theme that night. No, she recognized you.
What do you mean?
Remember the other chick?
Which other one?
The one who recognized Cyanide Kiss.
Oh, yeah, her.
We were sitting at the other table, and that other girl said how
she recognized
you. And you were all into that.
Yeah.
And then she said, but I actually recognize him.
This guy,
really.
Lauren. And I was like, damn it! What does he have that I don't have? A face for the radio, apparently.
Yep, that's right.
So, DJ Steele went up and checked out the harmonics and the acoustics and the setup on the soundboard and plugged right in.
And we got it going. We've got for you guys, for the Mono Amigos tonight, the Said Dog / Gindarva / Balls Deluxe.
Which is what they were performing under. They never really explained why they were performing
as
Balls
Deluxe. Why they chose Balls Deluxe. They do mention it. Yeah, but
they talk about it, but they don't say why they performed as
Balls
Deluxe.
Came from. I don't know.
They had some wicked Balls Deluxe shirts, too, which I wanted one, but I would have had to sacrifice my own
white undershirt.
So,
the whole concert's amazing, as you will hear in a minute.
Yep.
One thing that was amazing that doesn't come out in the recording is some of the drumming, how we had his one bass drum thing.
Yep.
As well as, remember in Yava Pai?
Yes.
Where she's like, do the beat if you know it.
Yep.
And everyone in the bar is kind of doing
banging on the table
during the thing. And then Graham just got
so into the song and just smashed the glass on the floor. But it added so much to the song, like the intensity.
Right. That's when they picked it up.
Oh, yeah.
But none of that's in the recording.
Oh.
But we just told you guys.
So
what happened.
You can imagine what it was like. It was awesome.
You know what? We keep talking about the awesomeness of this concert.
Why don't we just play it?
We got to do it.
Okay. Let's do it.
So here it is, without further ado. This is... The Said Dog live
slash.
In Toronto. Yeah, I gotta say Said Dog
slash Balls Deluxe.
Balls Deluxe slash and they played some Gindarva's tracks in there.
Yep.
So here it is, live in Toronto at the Press Club, right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Press Club. Yay!
So we're former, she's a former Torontonian, and I'm...
Not former? I was born and raised here, honey. Right. I'm never going to not be a
Torontonian. And I'm...
See how happy he sounds about that, too?
I'm from Southern Ontario, various towns, and I lived here for a while. But now we live in the far north of British Columbia.
The far north, way north, very, very far. Lots of snow. We have a foot and a half of snow where we live, and it's awesome.
But not just that. In the past 5 years, we've also lived in Arizona and Colorado.
And we would like to welcome our wonderful friend Graham, who's visiting us from Colorado.
From Denver, Colorado, Graham Knight.
Idaho Springs, Colorado. Not Denver. Idaho Springs.
So we'll play a whole bunch of songs that were written over the course of those travels and places we've lived. And then a few... Gindarva songs at some point.
Who are they? I don't know that band. What? I don't know them. Currently, we are called Said Dog, but generally we're called Sad Dog, but at the moment, we are operating as Balls Deluxe.
Tonight is the debut of Balls Deluxe. All right, here we go. Yeah, I envision a different sound in chord, and I'll find it right here on the fretboard. When I'm strumming the way they used to be, while invoking deeper mystery. Yeah.
Thank you. So working out some kinks on the sound. That's all good. We've never played that live before. That was awesome.
We've never actually played that together before.
So yes, we are Said Dog. But tonight we're operating as Balls Deluxe. I made this shirt.
We've got new Chinese investment, awesome. And they want us to go as Balls Deluxe.
That's right. Our parent company is Zhangzhou Wing in China. And they're also a mining company, which is actually the reason why we move around so much, because, you know, we're mining bitches.
I'm the mining bitch.
He's a mining bitch. I'm just the bitch of the mining bitch, which doesn't make me sound that fantastic.
Okay.
You wanna dance to a different tune? I'll feed you with a spoon, yeah. Your heart is beating like a sonic boom, and you're breathing a natural high. No, never mind about the world outside. It's an ever-rising tide, yeah. Demand surpassing the decrease in supply as we spin.
he killed his drummer. So sad.
That was actually supposed to be a Gandharva song.
Yes. We were having a debate on the way over here whether he wrote that lick or if Judd did, but...
Yeah, Judd's
not here, Judd, so we're going to claim we own that shit.
I think I have a faint memory that he had something to do with that riff, but let's get a bit forward.
What? Who? What? Who? What's happening? Deviating from the script. He's freestyling.
Well, like I said, we lived in the States for a while, and here's a couple songs I put together. They're very U.S. influenced when we were living there.
Hi, Cam.
Actually, the first, I'll just play a piece of this song, but this was written because we were living in a small town called Bagdad, Arizona, in Yavapai County.
Yes, really, Bagdad, Arizona. It's true.
In northwest Arizona. And it's a very small company town, and I ended up joining this metal band. And I tried writing a song for them, but we never actually played it. But I tried to keep it really simple because they weren't immensely talented.
Just red and white, but I'm blue on the inside. Got a heart I can't heal it. Got a card I can't deal it. Got a movie can't reel it. Pinch me hard I can't feel it. Caught a glance I can't steal it. Got a color, can't peel it. Try to pray, I can't kneel it. Got a fortune, can't wheel it. I'm blue on the inside. Enough, but come on, my. suits me right. These mountains ain't shut.
These mountains ain't shut.
Sensory banquet, Miss Golden Bride. I'll paint a picture.
I'll paint a picture.
That's the sound of the Yavapai Desert.
Clean up on aisle three. Too much rock.
Dragging out this losing scene. this thick skull. How did I ever let it get so trapped, feeling like a brick slab? And now the years are passing us by, I can't perceive it.
The judge's here and Alan's here. I'll play this song and then we can fight about it later.
Oh, jeez.
Love is sacred, but we make it profane as we're sliding down the proverbial drain. I don't know if I can take any more of the anticipation when opportunity knocks at the door of my infatuation. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Grab this bull by the horns. Grab your rose by the thorns. I don't will you take me to your refuge of bliss? I've been thinking what it would be like to kiss your hey, I don't know if I can take any more of these insinuations. I don't believe in an eternal reward, but you might be my salvation. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you grab this bull by the horns, I'll grab your rose by the thorns. Honey, I don't care if it's a virtual vice, as long as it melts the eyes.
My drummer just died. It's better.
Not much better.
Thank you. Sacred, but we make it profane. And we're the players of a dangerous game. I don't know if I can take any more of this state of excitation. Cut to the chase, take me straight to the core of my regeneration. Your rose by the thorns, honey, I don't care if it's a virtual vice, as long as it melts.
long as it melts the eyes. As 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 long as it
epic.
Drummers.
Drummers? Yeah, you killed your drummer and I brought him back to life. Your drummers, Jesus. Happy birthday, Jesus. Jesus did, his birthday did come early this year because we usually do this show in December with Alan, but Paul's grandma's turning 90 on Sunday. She's 90. That's crazy old.
And we share a birthday.
Yes. And I will tell you that she is exactly X number of years older than Paul to the day. I know. It begins with a four and ends with a zero.
The number.
He's 400. 400 years old. And he's my husband. And it's awesome because he's ancient.
My secret to eternal life is eating zygotes.
Oh my god. That was really disturbing. Considering we have a child.
You
think
she'd find that on
stage. Oh my god. I think we need a moment to discuss the zygote issue. Okay, you just shared a very personal moment with us, everybody. I was going to say something to her.
Out of the monitor. It's okay.
Tell everyone I'm moving on. The saddle is strapped to my trusty steed. I'm tearing apart this paper heart. I don't ever show, but I always bleed. Tell everyone I'm moving on. And in everyone there's a touch of sun. But here in the city I get so dark and so disheartened I cannot breathe. Am I neurotic or just robotic? It's a methodical misery. Tell everyone I'm moving on. In everyone there's a touch of sun. Under thrilled and unfulfilled, I guess I've had enough. Drifting apart, but such is the art of living. Now get along, destiny. Tell everyone I'm moving on. And in everyone there's a touch of sun. touch of sun.
Hot. You look hot. Do you like a glass of water? Well, that explains a
weird.
Lot. Wow. What are we playing now? Let's play something fun. Sad fun. Yeah. Let's play that. No, let's not play that.
No,
let's play that.
Here's one I decided to learn again that I haven't played in multiple years.
But you'll recognize it.
Just because, you know, I always thought this song was done an injustice in through the process of recording and production. And by the time the end product was released, it was nothing like the original. But so I'll give you, this is kind of what it was like in the beginning.
Keep me awake, me awake.
Not nearly as jazz hands.
Those were the days before Starbucks, because we'd be old. So, you know, we drank coffee back then in like the 90s. Okay, we got one more song for you.
So, choice, Downtime, First Day of Spring, or Tucson Mountain Chaos.
Oh my God, we're taking requests. Oh my God. Oh jeez. If we do First Day of Spring, y'all have to sing the chorus. Okay, everybody sing along though. I'll be watching you. You'll be graded for this after. What? No. And we would like to thank Alan Piggins and the Alan Piggins trio of tonight, Jamie and Mike, and the Press Club for having us tonight, because we always have a fabulous time when we come here. We'd like to thank you guys. And Mano e Mano from Waterloo came all the way here.
Mano e Mano.
Mano e Mano. Tune in. Yay, you guys.
You guys, total treat.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. All of you. And the people who keep coming back every year. We love you guys. You're amazing.
My friend, don't just sit there and ruminate with your navel to contemplate. It's a beautiful day outside. Time's passing you by. Oh,
that way on the record.
That was the Droogs. That was the Droogs ending.
Yeah. Oh my God! Are you serious? All right.